with a baseball legend like yourself.
Well, Eddie Fast Eddie's Bon Air is no slouch when it comes to legendary bars. You serve the coldest beer in town with the cheapest and the best eats, like the Fast Eddie Burger for just 99 cents and the Peel and Eat Shrimp for only 29 cents.
Yeah, but that hardly compares to working and playing in professional baseball for over 50 years.
Well, Fast Eddie's also has that giant outdoor patio.
And it's home of the Alton Giant Patio.
And so if you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, home of the giant outdoor patio.
Century 21 agents are high-tech, gadget-packing problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. Call one today. Century 21. Smarter, bolder, faster.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Coming to the pageant soon, Willie Nelson.
A pit of pan.
Opening act.
And that happy tune is your
The Pernicon Brothers.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade. With those blues on parade.
On parade. I'm not afraid.
This rover.
This may be presumptuous, but have you ever considered artificial insemination?
Boy, I don't know. You gotta be pretty desperate to make it with a robot.
Hey, we didn't say it was gonna be our funniest bit.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Back to the weather that's more like the weather we should be having this time of year. In fact, you see what the low is tonight? 39.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, tomorrow night, 32. Wednesday night, 36. Maybe it's going to go like in reverse.
I'll take it.
It did a springtime jump, and now it's going to go back for 6 weeks and be winter.
I hope not.
As long as it's only cold at night, I don't really care.
Yeah, I'm having fun with that.
Cold at night is a good thing. Good afternoon and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. So much to do and talk about. Jose Hernandez coming in next hour. If you have your tech questions, get them ready. We have Dawn Meadows-Dixon. We have Bill Cleveland. We have Mike Evans. We have you. And we have a bunch of stuff to talk about. And I will start, before we do the Burke segment, by congratulating, even though he can't hear me, Bubba Watson for winning the Masters. And I know that there are some of you listening who don't play golf or care about golf, but golf is got to be, without a doubt, the single, I mean, far and above whatever is second, number one, you know, spectator sport, where just people play, even if they're no good.
It was pretty exciting.
Well, it was a couple things were very exciting. That double eagle was unbelievable. But here's the thing. To have a Masters winner with a name that normally is given to a redneck fisherman or hunter, Bubba.
Yeah.
There aren't too many golfers named, you know, that are called Bubba. That's just not a nickname. The shark, maybe, but Bubba, that's kind of different and unusual. And the pink driver with the pink shaft. Did you see the driver?
Mm-hmm. I thought he did that because of his mom.
Pink shaft.
I think a lot of people thought that it has something to do with Susan G. Komen. It has nothing to do with Susan G. Komen. It's part of his... Which I find interesting that he has adopted the pink. Susan G. Komen can't own pink, but they have to be a little upset with this because up until now they kind of had the spotlight on the pink thing.
Mm-hmm.
His charity is called Fresh Start, and it's a charity that pays for cosmetic reconstructive surgery for kids who have physical defects or disabilities. And the Ping Company, the people whose clubs he uses, have pledged $300 for every drive Bubba Watson hits that's 300 yards or more. And he can hit 300-yard drives.
Oh.
So they're going to give $300 for every 300-yard drive up to 300 drives. Now, if you run the numbers, 300 times 300, they're only committing $90,000. To Ping...
I don't think that's right.
You don't?
No, you didn't take enough time to
well,
add that up correctly.
I read it. I got to admit, I
read it. Oh, you read it.
Yeah,
okay.
I read the total. Yeah, I didn't total.
No.
But 90 grand is nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. You can't buy That kind of publicity they're getting over it for $90,000. So when I saw it and I told my wife, I said, look at this guy hitting with a pink. It's like a woman's driver. First thing she says was, well, it has to be Susan G. Komen. I mean, people just automatically. It's not. And I thought that was pretty interesting. Here's the other thing interesting about this Bubba Watson, whether you play golf or don't play golf or you're bad or you're good, that I found incredible. He has never taken one golf lesson, and he has never watched a video analysis of his swing.
Yeah, I read that in an article. He's never had a coach. He doesn't want a coach.
Now, that's amazing to me.
That's really against what all the other golfers
do. Well, look, even I have had, if you go anywhere where there's a pro, a public course, they sort of entice you and talk you into taking a look at your swing. And they all have the little setup and a camera, and there's a room, and you swing, and then they, in slow motion, and then it draws an arc, and it shows you. I mean, almost nobody escapes having that done. And for this guy to never have done that and to never have taken a lesson is amazing to me.
Yeah.
But it's true. He hasn't. And, yeah, that double eagle, that other thing, that Uji Guji, or whatever his name, how you pronounce that guy's name, I don't know.
Ustazen?
Ustazen. Whatever. That was fun to watch. And it took him, boom, immediately to the lead. But he didn't win it. Bubba Jim Bob Billy Boy Watson won it. And
where did Tiger finish in all this mess?
40th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
And Rory McIlroy.
In 40th place. Tiger Woods has lost it. And here's the other thing. He lost it in more ways than one. Profanity, cursing, kicking, throwing. He kicked one of his clubs. They said he was cursing like crazy. This guy is still an arrogant a-hole.
Oh, yeah.
He is. And after all this, he's still an arrogant jerk.
Still, one of my favorite moments watching golf, this was years ago, before Tiger had all his knee surgeries and all this other stuff, he was on the tee box, and it was near an ocean. I'm not sure where they were playing. It might have been. Is Pebble Beach near an ocean?
Hey, look who's here. Look who's here, Dan Strauss.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Yeah, that's that famous 18th hole is right along the coast there.
Okay, so he was there, and he shot the ball, and it took off and went, I guess, by the rocks or in the ocean. And they had the mics right there, and he let out a string of expletives that was unbelievable. And it was on, and the announcers had to come back and go, "Oh well, that's the dangers you have with live TV." And
now the danger is you bring a classless guy into a classy sport. That's the danger. He has no class, and at this point, it's okay to come out and say all this stuff, because now you can't be accused of being racist, because it's so factual and there's so much evidence there and the whole world has seen enough of it that it's not about race. But I'm going to tell you that in the early days, I guarantee you, people were very cautious about what they said that was critical of Tiger, because you don't want to be accused of playing the race card. The other thing that obviously has happened in the last couple of days is the death of Mike Wallace. And I liked Mike Wallace a lot. I enjoyed watching Mike Wallace, but I learned some things that I, as you always do when somebody passes away, that you didn't know until they die. Now, 60 Minutes, because it had just happened, I think in the early morning hours of Sunday morning or late Saturday night, 60 Minutes yesterday didn't have time to do everything they wanted to do. So next Sunday, and that should be interesting to watch, because if you remember, Wallace was the guy that sat down with people like Jack Kevorkian, and you couldn't leave the TV. I mean, when he would sit down with somebody really, really famous, infamous, important, Barbara Streisand, people that other people didn't get to sit with, Johnny Carson, for example, you were glued to it. And I didn't know that Mike Wallace lost a son, Peter, when Peter was 19 years old. I didn't know that. And Mike Wallace also tried to commit suicide one time. He suffered from tremendous depression. I do remember their addressing that and him being interviewed about that, but I'd forgotten that he tried to kill himself. So here you have one of the most successful journalists ever, and certainly I'm sure made plenty of money, but it just goes to show you, depression is not about how much money you have or how successful you have or what you do for a living. It's about other things, and I got to think that losing one of your kids has to, you know, help push you in into that direction. So this Peter Wallace dies. I read two different accounts. One said it was a biking accident, and the other said it was a hiking or a he fell off the edge of a mountain or something. Either way, he died at 19. Now, Chris Wallace, my wife didn't know till this morning that Chris Wallace is Mike Wallace's son. And I said, yeah. She said, are you sure? And I said, yeah, Chris Wallace, the Fox News Chris Wallace. That's Mike Wallace's son. And he said in an interview that I just read today that this Mike Wallace was not exactly the greatest dad in the world. He was real tough and real demanding, and they didn't really have a relationship until Chris was well into his mid-late teens, and then that they started trying to develop a relationship, and eventually everything was okay, but you could tell still there was never that, oh, my, you know, my dad means everything to me kind of thing. Now, Mike Wallace was also sued for $120 million. He did a, in 1982, he did a special report. It was called The Uncounted Enemy of Vietnam Deception. And he questioned the official reports of the strength of the enemy during the war. And so William Westmoreland, General William Westmoreland, sues Wallace and CBS for $120 million. And the lawsuit was dropped. And the network issued a statement that they never intended to question the general's integrity or his patriotism. It was like Jack Webb used to say, just the facts. Mm-hmm. They were just giving you the facts. And a lot of that stuff we either didn't know or we had forgotten about. Now, a couple of other quick things. Mike Wallace was arrested in 2004. It was a parking dispute. He got into it with a New York City taxi and limousine commission inspector, and he lunged at the inspector, I guess, and then they charged him with assault or something. So he actually was arrested once. He officially retired from 60 Minutes. What year? Anybody?
06.
Very good, Dan. Did you read it or did you know it?
I saw it on.
You read it. No, the pause tells me.
No, I knew it from the TV news.
Oh, in 06? Because I heard the last thing he did was a Roger Clemens thing in 08.
Yeah, but that was after retirement.
Oh, okay.
Like Walter Cronkite came back and did things.
Just every once in a while.
He officially announced his retirement March 14th, 2006. And then that same year in May is when he revealed that he had once tried to kill himself with an overdose of pills. And he also had the first interview with Jack Kevorkian when Kevorkian was released from prison. And then, of course, he died April 7th, a couple days ago, at 93. Now, if I remember, Mike Wallace, here's the proof that sometimes it's just in your genes to live long no matter what you're around. This is a guy who grew up in a world of journalism where the journalists smoked, everybody smoked. I think Mike Wallace was a big, long-time smoker, and I guarantee you he was in newsrooms for years with pipes and cigarettes and cigar. 93. And look how good he looked well up to about 90. Guy looked good. He's trim, you know. His hair stayed its color. He once said he didn't. He's like Ronald Reagan. It didn't start to go gray till, my goodness, he was in his like late 80s or something. So
who's left? It's career. Just Marley Schaefer, right? That's pretty much the last
one. Yeah, and I don't know how old he is, but he looks 100.
I think
Marley has one of those faces, and I don't mean this in a bad way. I like him, but he's got a dog's face.
Sagging.
It's like, yeah, one of those, you know, those dogs that have real wrinkled faces, those pugs.
The jowls are hanging.
Yeah, that's Marley Schaefer. He looks like somebody's lost hound dog or something. but I like the guy. Burke said, do we have anything?
I got a
go ahead.
Couple quick things.
The fact that Tina said go ahead tells me Tina has something, and we're a ladies first
room
of gentlemen.
Mine was mostly just family stuff, and then something that happened on Friday that was not really that important, but I had a riddle.
A riddle? Oh,
did you make it up?
No, but I heard it this weekend, and I thought it was really funny, and
well,
it's really clean.
Well, then clean. We don't want it.
Uh-huh.
We don't want it.
Ooh.
Next. Okay. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Go ahead. Let's see how funny it is.
All right. Three little moles looking down three little holes. What do you see?
Molasses.
Yeah, fine.
Man, that's at least 50 years
old. I know.
You never heard that?
No.
I heard that when I was a kid.
I never heard it either.
Yeah, molasses. You see molasses. That's cute.
Okay, fine.
That's cute. That's funny.
I would advise young children listening, don't use that on Halloween. It's got asses in it.
Yeah. So, you know, a little crass.
And what else did you have? Something, you said you had two things.
I don't know. It's kind of goofy, but we had band practice on Friday night, and then we went to a bar to hear a band that I've never heard. And evidently they have groupies, okay? And which I find kind of strange that local bands have groupies.
Well, you guys, I'm sure you have a bunch of groupies.
I'll guarantee you got groupies of your own.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But there's this one gal, and evidently she comes every time, and she brings her own tambourine, and it's not a quiet one.
No.
And she stands in front of the band.
Oh, she stands.
And shakes the tambourine the entire time, not even to the beat.
Does she dance?
I'm not a musician.
Yes, she does.
But I got to tell you, if I were on stage and she did, I'd stop and go, hey, you with the tambourine.
Stop it.
Out.
But they said she comes all the time.
That's very
she
hard.
Makes she them, comes all the time.
She no. makes
well,
them.
She really
she
likes
shows up. Shows up.
She makes them birthday cakes and stuff like that. You know. She,
and this
so
is
so
just
hard
local.
To be mean to
yes,
her, I guess.
I know.
It well, wasn't.
It's sad.
You'd think maybe they could just say something nicely like, you know, we really enjoy the tambourine, but it's more effective if you don't use it on every single song, on every
yeah,
single
but you don't want a person like this who obviously is not real right.
A little off.
That's the kind of person that would go off and commit suicide or something. Yeah. I mean, seriously, it would hurt. No, no, it would hurt her feelings. So because she's obviously so starved for connection with anybody that she does this.
I did get up and dance once or twice, and I did. She was handing her tambourine to different people, and she would hand it to some people, and they'd hit it, and then they'd give it back to her. I took it. And I ran for the back door.
Yeah, you would have thought he took her purse.
Throw it outside.
It was pretty intense.
You know, that's real funny. You've got a sad...
Poor lady.
How old do you think she is?
I don't
60s.
Know. Yeah.
You got a sad old woman who has no life,
you know,
apparently.
She might not be. She might just look older.
No. And Dan thinks, oh, I'll do something funny. I'll take the only thing that probably means anything to her tambourine and run out and for a moment make her think I'm stealing it and take it away. She could have had a heart attack. Then how would you feel?
Well, you know, I used to share some of my percussion instruments with the odd, you know, people dancing in front. But they keep breaking stuff and then they just leave. They don't offer to...
Like what? What do you share with?
I had a kibasa.
What is that?
Which is, you know, like a 30-something dollar. A kibasa.
That's a sausage.
Kibasa.
You play
no,
the sausage?
It's got like little chains of
does
beads
she?
Around it, and you just kind of...
Sounds just like it.
Wow.
Yeah. Drumsticks, because I have a cowbell. They break those. The little shaker eggs have been broken. My big shaker, they broke that, just cracked it, and all
well,
the
beads fell
out.
Well, that'll teach you. Don't hand your instruments to the audience.
Well,
no,
you
we
want
don't.
To make
They're
them
drinking.
Feel a part of it, and but yeah.
Not anymore. We don't.
No.
We don't let anybody have anything.
Hey, come
anymore.
On up here and have here. Take here. My electric guitar. I mean,
here. Go ahead and break my amp. I know.
Yeah. It's you'll a real learn. Fine line though, because somebody did just grab one of my instruments right off the stage one time, and it was brand new. And what do you say? Hey. Put that back. You,
oh,
know,
yeah,
you don't
yeah.
want to make the audience
say, hey, this
mad.
Is mine. Don't you can't just come up and
but they do. They
touch
just
my
take
stuff.
Now, here, look, again, I'm not a musician. I would stop whatever the song is, just stop it cold, and I'd say, we've had one of our instruments taken from the stage. We will pause now until it's handed back up here in return. If you folks, the rest of you folks in the audience, would like to help us encourage that person, point to them, to bring it on up,
yeah.
we'd appreciate it. Now, what are they going to do? They got the whole room looking at them.
Yeah.
You know what?
They're going to hand it back.
I think that's a great idea. I think that is a great idea because we did have some guy come up to me and start arguing to me about a song that we were doing, and we said it was the Beatles before we started playing it. This guy starts yelling at me while we're in the middle of playing it. He's up on stage. He comes up to the stage and starts yelling at me and telling me. I said, wait until we're finished with the song.
Boy, some people are crazy.
And he argued that it wasn't the Beatles, and it was the Beatles. And
oh, boy. That's why I can't
oh,
do
the
it.
Difficult life of a musician.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I'm too tired to play an instrument.
That's all I'm going
to... I can't sing. Okay. Anybody else? Fiona, what do you have?
A couple things. We had a great day yesterday. It was my younger sister's first time to host Easter new house. So it was very nice. We had a really good time.
Made it so nice and such a good time?
Well,
Ian
was there.
Well, yeah. And it was a beautiful day, and we were playing outside. They have an old garage that they're going to have to eventually tear down because it's not up to code or whatever. You know, when the inspector came, when they bought the house, they said, yeah, it's going to have to. But it's still up as of now, and there's an old basketball rim on it that's all half-bent and everything.
How many people are you talking about?
We had about 10 or 12 people over there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's manageable.
So it was nice. We played a little wiffle ball, so it was a good time. Second thing, I put on our Facebook page today, facebook.com/AM of the PM, a really great video. It's from one of those What Would You Do shows, you know, on,
yeah, I love
on ABC. And this segment, it was about a guy that had tire issues on the side of the road, and they were filming to see who would stop. And about 50 people just walked by him that day. And this, I want to say this kid was 16 or 17, stopped and helped this guy, and it was, I mean, it restored my faith in humanity watching this kid. It's just a really great video.
But why didn't the 50 that went by him destroy your faith in humanity?
Well, because I expect that nowadays. I that's the norm nowadays.
Now you said they walked by him. I thought he was on the side of the road. Was it a car tire?
Yeah, it was like a curb. He was pulled over to the side of the road, by a sidewalk. You know,
So pedestrians were.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just like a smaller street.
It wasn't an interstate.
But I suggest everybody go watch this video because the kid was just amazing. And it was somebody that you wouldn't suspect him to do something like that. Yeah. So.
And he's now going to be famous for good reason.
Yes.
For people
yes.
will recognize you. Hey, you're that kid that helped that guy.
Yes.
So as opposed to most of the crap that makes people famous where they do stupid things.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's all I had.
Page. All right, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, I'll have something very disturbing for you. Somebody sent me a link, and I went and I checked it out to make sure it was legitimate, and it's it originated from this new Black Panther Party, and the only reason that I want to share this with you, and I'm not going to play you the audio. There's some words in there I can't play. This militant Black Panther group, the people that have the bounty on George Zimmerman, the people who want him, in their words, dead or alive, this is a direction we do not want to be taken, and this is very frightening, and I commend, and you're talking about restoring your faith in fill in the blank, the fact that the Black citizens of this country did not go through, and I don't know how many people were aware of what they wanted all Black people to do today, April 9th, 2012. But I went to their site, and the front page of their site is asking all Black people to not go to school today, the kids, don't go to work, don't shop today as protest, and then they have a picture of Mr. Zimmerman with crosshairs. And that really indicates only one thing, that they're out to get him. They want him brought, I don't know where, to them, to the Black Panther. It's frightening. And I'm going to read you part of the transcript from this, what I guess was a robo phone call. It was a phone call they made to, I guess, different leaders or extensions of this Black Panther Party that they thought would get the word out. Here's the good news. Anybody see any evidence that intelligent, sane Black people decided to do what they recommended and not go to school, not go to work, not go shopping, and then march in the street? You see that? I don't see that.
No.
Okay, good. That's the good news. So here's the news for these Black Panther extremists, these new Black Panthers. People of any intelligence at all, or IQs over 30, are not paying attention to you. But we need to know that they're there and what they're doing. Just like I think we always need to know what these primarily southern state skinhead white supremacist KKK idiots do down there. You should never turn a blind eye. You should know they're out there. But the great news is that both of those factions don't seem to be able to, as Larry the Cable Guy would say, get her done anymore. They got a handful of followers, and that's it. But when you hear some of the things that they were saying, there were two spokespeople on this phone call. One guy who's the self-proclaimed head of this new Black Panther Party, and a woman who is the chairman, or the national, she's the national spokesperson. That's what she calls herself. So we'll get to that when we come back. First, let's talk about something fun. Talk about your kitchen, your bathroom, and your home entertainment room. Maybe the bathroom. Well, you know what? It can be fun, too. Bathroom can be fun. When you're young and filled with raging hormones, you do stuff in the bathroom together.
Oh, yeah.
Like shower-type stuff.
Oh, together.
Oh, sure. Well, and alone.
What?
You know, the bathroom can be a fun place. In fact, sadly, by the time most people are old enough to have a really killer bathroom, the frisky stuff's over, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You see, Tina doesn't know what I mean because it's not over for Tina.
No.
It's still going on for Tina. There was some great statistic recently that was released about how many couples admitted that they actually, it was, and the percentage of the times they did it, that they did it in the shower. And I thought, why is that a big surprise? That's a perfect place if you have, you know, a big enough shower. And I don't like a little bitty shower. Now, I don't know that I understand these mega showers that 10 people could get in.
Yeah, like the size of a room.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Oh,
the
I'd
point
love one of those with like jets everywhere and
but
shower
you don't
heads.
Need you don't need all that room. If you had a shower that was my goodness, 5x5, 6x6, that's a big shower. That's plenty big. And the other thing is, and I'll guarantee you that if you do let Thompson Price remodel your shower, and I assume I'm talking mainly to couples, she's going to want that bench, that place to sit down. Women like that shave your legs thing so they can sit and shave their legs. I guess that's what it's for. But they go crazy when they see a little seat ledge in the shower. I don't need that. And I don't shave in the shower either. I know a lot of guys do. I've never...
I don't.
I can't do it.
No, I can't either.
First of all, if you have a mirror that doesn't fog up, I can't really see. I'm so old, I can't see up close without glasses. So then I got glasses I can't see. It just doesn't work. Nothing about it works. My point is this. When you meet with Thompson Price, whether it's about the bathroom or the kitchen or the home entertainment room, he's going to want to know a lot of stuff. It's a process that he goes through. One, by the way, that the inferior kitchen and bathroom people don't go through, at least not to the extent that the Tom Price's people go through, because they want to know everything. Who cooks, who doesn't cook, what kind of cooking, cooking for how many down the road, 8-10 years, will your parents live with you, how old are your kids, and then the bathroom, do you shave in the shower, do you want to watch TV while you're shaving, do you want a TV not only in the bathroom but built into the bathroom, do you want one of these, I don't know what to call it. I know it has a name, this incredible toilet, this electronic toilet that flushes and dries and warm air and warm water, and it's a bidet, but it's a whole lot more. There are a lot of things to consider. There are faucets now, and I love these. I don't have one. Faucets, you touch the actual faucet with your hand, and the water comes on. There's no lever. It's all touch, like a touchscreen on a computer. Or like I got a lamp at home where you touch the base of the lamp and it comes on, and then you touch it again and it gets brighter and then it gets dimmer. There are faucets. You don't even have to touch a handle. We're going to get to a point where you can look at the faucet and think hot, and it'll just pour hot water, you know, from your thought process. There's a lot out there. There's a lot of great stuff. Thompson Price and his people know all about it. You want to do it right, you want your money's worth, here's the website, thompsonprice.com. There you're going to find the showroom location, the phone number, and all of that. And just remember, their showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270, in a shopping center next to McAllister's Deli with a TJ Maxx. If you are not in that showroom, you are in another place that might deliberately fail to tell you, ooh, I think you mean to be at Thompson Price's place. They'll just let you go ahead, and then they'll try to work out something with you. De Pere, where I told you, that's their showroom. ThompsonPrice.com.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland and your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Hi, Tina. Well, we've got a stalled vehicle that's blocking the left lane. It's on northbound 270 just after Dorset. So you can look for some heavy traffic, maybe midway between Olive and Page up through Dorset. Everything else is just volume that's starting to build. The right lane on northbound 55, when I hit it just a little bit ago, was slow. A little bit north of Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40, that was just a little bit heavy, like from Busch Stadium up to the Poplar. Once you get over the bridge, eastbound 55-70 look good all the way through 64. And this traffic report is brought to you by Chevrolet. Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Depressed because you don't have tickets to the opening series against the Cubs? We do, and we want you to go. To see the Redbirds take on the Cubs April 15th, go to the Big 550 Facebook page and like us. If you've already done so, don't worry, you're already registered. You can also text PRIZE to 84126. Cards versus Cubs. Like us on Facebook, and you could be sitting in great seats taking it all in from the Big 550 KTRS.
Recently here at KTRS, we redid our office space, and a special thanks to Facility Services Group for designing our new office space. They got rid of the old ratty cubicles and brought in brand new cubicles, and they fit with our current technology of all the data and internet access. They work with quality pre-owned products, 8 or better on a scale of 1 to 10. Also, it was free design and layout when they did our office furniture. If your company is growing and you need to expand, or you want to get rid of the old ratty cubicles and get some new ones, Facility Services Group. Call them at 314-282-4441 and ask how they can help you save money, time, and aggravation. And go to KTRS.com and you can see a time-lapse video to see what they did to our offices. FacilityServicesNow.com or 314-282-4441. If you're looking for new cubicles and new office space, Facility Services Group or KTRS.com.
Good morning, Fairfield Golf Club. This is Lucy. How can I help you?
Hi, Lucy. This is Steve.
Hi.
I talked to you on the phone the other day, and I played Fairfield yesterday.
Yeah, Steve. How'd you like it?
Well, I gotta tell you, I was a little skeptical before I came out.
Really? Why is that?
With your prices so low, I didn't expect to be playing a course as nice as that.
Oh?
I was really quite pleasantly surprised.
Glad to hear you liked it.
For a public course, you have some of the nicest trees and greens I've ever played.
Oh?
And the rolling fairways are in great shape. It was really a great course and a lot of fun to play.
So you'll be coming back?
Yep. Well, I was kind of hoping to play this Saturday. Do you have any morning tea times for 4 people?
Yes. How about 10:15?
Hey, that's perfect. We're going to want to play 18 this time.
I've got you down, Steve. See you then.
I'm looking forward to it.
Bye.
Bye.
Fairfield Golf Club, located in Columbia, Illinois, 10 minutes from South St. Louis County. For more information, call 618-281-7773 or visit the website at fairfieldgolfclub.com. Fairfield Golf Club, where the fun begins.
Attention men, did you know that research has discovered one common thread that makes men more likely to be wealthy, successful, and more attractive to women? This single factor is also essential for healthy sex drive, muscle tone, and that unquenchable energy of youth. It's a man's testosterone, and it peaks in his 20s and decreases by 1 to 2% every year thereafter. By the age of 35, rapidly diminishing testosterone levels can result in weight gain, depression, and loss of self-esteem. The good news, InnerThrive Nutraceuticals is now conducting a research survey on increasing testosterone levels. Participants in a human clinical study using the same method saw an increase in testosterone of 60% naturally, with results in as little as 3 days. This research survey requires no travel and very little time. Your feedback is confidential and collected electronically. During this 21-day research survey, InnerThrive Nutraceuticals will provide everything you need for free. Space is limited, so call now.
Call 800-480-8121. That's 800-480-8121. Free trial for a limited time only, so you must call now. 800-480-8121. That's 1-800-480-8121.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Finding the perfect mattress is a little like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Too soft, too hard, and if you're lucky, just right. At Maplewood Bedding, they build it the way you want it. Any size, any firmness. From standard two-sided inner spring mattresses to antique and custom sizes manufactured in Maplewood, Missouri. Maplewood Bedding also carries adjustable beds, visco memory foam, and all-natural latex mattresses, even if you're not Goldilocks. To find your perfect mattress with quality, comfort, price, and impeccable customer service since 1985, go to MaplewoodMattress.com.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
What do Century 21 agents bring to the table? They show you around town, join you for lunch, and lend a helping hand. They offer hospitality, congeniality, and all other allodies to help make you feel comfortable while helping you make your important decisions. They open doors, close sales, and take care of business without any monkey business, because they mean business. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter. Bolder. Faster. Century 21 is the official real estate company of the U.S. soccer national teams. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Had a friend of mine call me this morning. He says, you know, Axl Rose is refusing to participate in the induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because part of the induction is the group actually performs, and he hates Slash. And he says, you going to be talking about that? And I said, no. That's about probably the last thing we discuss on this show.
Why does he hate Slash?
I don't know. How would I know? Guns N' Roses? Are you kidding me? I said, no, I appreciate it. Thanks for bringing that to my attention, but I don't think we'll talk
about there's
that.
Also a rumor that he was hooking up with Lana Del Rey, I think her name is. She's 25, he's 50.
Good for him.
He's he's gross looking.
Oh, he's...
Who, Axl or Slash?
Axl. He used to be real thin and, you know, live, and now he's like, bleh.
Yeah. Let me think. Something I wanted to say. Oh, yeah, who cares? So here's the deal. I won't make a big deal out of it, but I just think that it's the kind of thing you should know is out there. And you should also know that these people that I'm about to quote, and on their own site, they transcribed the phone call. It was one of these, I guess, robocalls that went out to certain people in the extreme militant black community. And apparently it had almost zero impact, because I don't see any evidence that this day of action, April 9th, when they asked black people not to go to work or school or to shop, I don't think that took. So I'm going to read you, and I heard the audio. I heard the phone call. And the two voices are the voices of Michelle Williams. She is the new Black Panther's chief of staff in Tampa. And Sean Quealy, he's the national spokesperson for the new Black Panthers. She starts out on the recording on the phone by saying, I just want to say to all the listeners on this phone call that if you're having any doubt about getting suited, booted, and armed up for this race war that we're in that has never ended, then let me tell you something. The thing, and I'm reading it the way they printed it, which is exactly the way they spoke. The thing that's about to happen, these honkies, these crackers, these pigs, these people, these MFers, I can't say that word. It's long been overdue. Then Mr. Quealy steps in and says, yeah, what she said was right. We got to suit up and boot up and get prepared for the war that we're in. This stuff got to boil over. And all your greats talked about that happened to be bloodshed involved with revolution. Don't ask me what that means. True revolution means bloodshed. So there's blood being spilled because there's a new life that is beyond this bloodshed. There's a new reality that is built upon your original African principles and spiritualities and values and norms that's beyond this bloodshed. But we got to do it. And the scripture said, you gotta to cross it. We gonna have to cross the Red Sea. I know y'all all thought it was talking about some sea in Middle Eastern part of the world. Hell no. We're talking about some blood. You're going to have to cross some blood and go through some blood and some battles. And there are those who wish they could stand in this hour to see the destruction of the devil's world and the devil's society. And I'm ain't talking about no dude underneath the ground with a pitchfork and pantyhose. I'm talking about that blonde-haired, blue-eyed, sometimes brown-eyed Caucasian walking around with a mindset, a demonistic mindset, and a nature to do evil and brutality. And he goes on, they go on, to say they want George Zimmerman, they want to get him, they want one of their own to get him, dead or alive, essentially, find him and kill him. And then he says, you feel me, to every brother, to every female, I am for violence. Wake up. Time to fight. And it just goes, these crackers, they're scared. It's unbelievable. This is like worse than the 60s. And then I heard on this same site, they had an audio clip of a show. The guy that hosts the show is named Dion Evans. It's an urban radio call-in show, and his guest was Bishop George Bloomer, also a black man. Bishop Bloomer made all the sense in the world because he said, and I listened to the interview, he said, look, he says, this has got to stop. He said, this is wrong. He said, you can't put a bounty. He's basically saying, this man's not a fugitive from justice. We can't be sending people out to hunt people down and kill them and pay them to do it. And the host of the show starts arguing with him. Well, what are we supposed to do then? What do you propose? What if they don't arrest him? And that's the point. What if? I would hate to be this judge, Corey, or whatever her name is, whose decision it is to arrest or not to arrest George Zimmerman. I would. This is like Rodney King times three. And I guess the only thing I would say is hats off to 99.9999999% of the black population who seems to pay no attention to this. That's the one saving grace. It's not over. Nobody has said this man's never going to be arrested. They're still looking at all the evidence. And when that family member of Trayvon Martin the other day said, I don't care who saw what, how many witnesses, get him and put him in jail. Man, oh man, you don't care? You don't care what the facts are? Let's just take a second to go back to O.J. Simpson. For anybody that thinks this country, like these extremists, that it's that horrible for black people, two things. One, the president of the United States is black. Okay? This country elected a black president. Two, most everybody believes O.J. Simpson killed those people. I've heard Chris Rock do hilarious comedy routines on the guilt of O.J. Simpson, making fun of O.J. and the world for thinking he didn't actually do it. It was hilarious, but the point was, he probably killed. Now there was no rioting, and we didn't get up in arms because this is not right. He should have been put away. That's the way it shook out. That's the law. That's the legal system. That's the way it works. So let's all just kind of cool off and be careful till we realize and know what's, you know, on both sides. Don't be going nuts saying this guy should walk, and don't be going crazy and say he should be strung up. Either way, I was stunned when I heard this today. I thought, this is 2012. You got to be kidding me. That there's a group like this. They don't want to wait for the facts. They're taking over, and it's time to go out and shed some blood and kill these white people. I knew that stuff existed on the other end. The skinheads,
right.
The KKK. I knew that side existed. But I thought this was kind of dead. Hopefully it is dead. All right. A little bit of business here. I want to say hello to Tom. And Tom, if I mess up your last name, I'm really sorry. S-C-H-M-U-T-Z. Schmutz. I probably got a lot of kidding in school. As a nice guy that I spoke to over the last couple of days in Lebanon, Illinois. He's got a grocery store over there called Bottom Dollar Cost Plus Food Store. And it's where Route 50 meets Route 4 in Lebanon, Illinois. Just a wonderful guy. And he contacted me by email because he thought he wanted to look into advertising on the show. And I knew when I saw what it was, this is going to be out of reach and unaffordable, and he couldn't do it. It was a little grocery store, but I just wanted to give him a mention because he was just such a nice guy to talk to. So, Tom, it was a pleasure speaking with you. There's a new show called Touch, Kiefer Sutherland. Anybody watched it?
No.
I saw 2 minutes of it. That's about it.
Yeah, thank you. Me too. That's all I could take. I never saw 24. I bought a season, and my wife and I watched three or four of them until we realized every episode is the same episode. It's him racing the clock. It's Kiefer Sutherland just barely escaping whatever horrible fate there is out there. Well, this Touch is kind of the same way. He's running and trying to put clues and pieces together, and I thought, man, I'm getting tired just watching this thing. So we gave it once or twice, and we let it go. Mad Men, second episode was on. Not a disappointment. Did we finish the Burke segment? Dan, did you have anything for the Burke segment?
No, I didn't, no.
Okay. So, and then one last thing. CBS Sunday Morning, which I've always said is probably the best show on television, did a segment on Jim Abbott. Who knows who Jim Abbott was?
The pitcher with one hand.
Pitched a no-hitter in the 90s. He was born with no left hand. Think about that.
Oh, that's right. Didn't he switch the glove?
Yeah, he would transfer his glove.
He taught himself to throw and then quickly transfer the glove onto the hand he threw the ball with.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable story. And I watched this thing, and I watched him interview him. This man is such a decent, wonderful person. He works with disabled kids, basically saying, look what I was able to accomplish, born without a hand. This is what you can do, this, and you can do that. And then I think we make people like these skanky Kardashians out to be somebody special, yet here's a guy. If you ask any of these Kardashian followers who Jim Abbott is, they couldn't tell you. Here's a guy who deserves to be emulated and revered. Yet we choose to put the Kardashian types and the Paris Hiltons and name a dozen others on a pedestal. So that's all. If you get a chance, Google Jim Abbott and take a look at what a real hero. I don't think it's a stretch to use that word for him. All right, Goodfeet stores. Three of them. In the St. Louis area. Website, goodfeetstlouis.com. Reason to go. Pain. Maybe in your feet, maybe somewhere else, coming from your feet. Number one reason people go in, plantar fasciitis. Number one mention in terms of relief that you get, relief from plantar fasciitis. And more people walk out of there having found relief than ever expected to. The numbers are impressive. Check it out, goodfeetstlouis.com. West of 270 on Olive across from Fridays. South County on Union across from Macy's. Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deer Burks. This could be the pain relief you've been looking for. The Goodfeet stores. 4 o'clock.